Welcome to our 21st episode of NYT Antics. This is our first episode back after our fall season and going into our spring season. So we have lots and lots and lots of things to talk about. I'm going to start by talking about some summer things / spring things we have going on. And then we're going to go straight into talking with our directors of Annie and Newsies. First, we have in May, starting May 1st, so it's not that hard to remember. We have our 24-hour musicals. We are bringing those back, which is very, very exciting. I think the last one we did was Children of Eden, and that was a super good show. So we are going to be doing two 24-hour musicals this year, which is new. We're doing Dear Evan Hansen for ages 12 to 19. It's like a cabaret of songs. And then Schoolhouse Rock, similar deal, for ages 8 to 11. So if you want to be a part of a show after your show just ended, I know that's usually how it works for me. You miss seeing all your friends and going to rehearsals. It's a 4 rehearsal process, not a huge time commitment, and it's a really great way to kick off our summer and to fundraise money for NYT. Especially with such a crazy year and everything, a fundraiser is definitely something that you might want to come and take part of. So even if you can't be there for the show, even if you can't be there for the rehearsals, come see the show, come support your friends who are going to be there for it. And then, yeah, that's going to be an exciting opportunity. And then, of course, we have our summer shows that are happening. We have West Side Story for ages 14 to alumni, which that's not an age, but the definition of alumni from what we've gathered is if you've taken part in NYT things. So if you were at a camp, if you were at a class, if you were in a show, you are an alumni and you can come audition for West Side Story regardless of how old you are. But 14 is our the youngest you can be to be in that show. And then if you are ages 11 to 14, you can come do High School Musical, which is also our summer show. So if you are a 14-year-old, you are in a lucky age because you get to best of both worlds, do the whole thing. So that is all the news that I have for us. So maybe consider signing up for those things. If you're still full Annie, full Newsies mode, that is okay. You have a minute. I want to introduce our interviewees. That's the word that came to mind. I don't really know what else I'm supposed to call them, but two people that we have here talking on the podcast today. Do you guys want to introduce yourself and the show that you are directing?
Sure. Hi, I'm Amy Bowles and I am directing Annie.
And I am Erica Gallegos and I am also directing, but I'm directing Newsies.
Yay! Okay, so we have our two directors for our spring shows. I'm very excited to have you guys on. We have lots and lots of things to talk about. What we're going to be doing for this episode, just maybe keep this in the back of your mind, is I'm going to be asking the same questions for this as I'm going to be asking at the end. So we're going to do a beginning podcast and then we're going to do a wrap-up podcast later. After the shows are over, and I'm going to see how your answers have changed just cool. So we can do a little comparison of how the process has changed. I've done that like secretly where I've just recycled questions, but I've never done it on purpose. So this is going to be exciting. First thing I want to talk about is what originally drew you to the show that you're directing. What do you like about it? Themes, whatever you want to talk about. Your ballpark.
Well, for me, I got to see Newsies about 10 years ago when I was 15 years old, the year it came out on Broadway. And so me and my choir, we got to see it and we fangirled over it. Mm-hmm. We fell in love with the show. We got to see Jeremy Jordan perform as Jack Kelly. It was really incredible. and then we took the album home and we loved it. We fell in love with it. We danced, we choreographed to it just in our living rooms. Yep. And it's been one of my favorite musicals since. So, nice. Yeah.
I have to be honest with, I grew up cutting my teeth on the Christian Bale version of Newsies.
Okay.
And so I was equally obsessed, except for I'm older than Erica. So I started out, watching it every day and fangirling when I was about 12 years old.
Gotcha.
So like if there was a way to clone myself and be on both directing teams, I would in a heartbeat because love yes. Newsies. But when I was a little kid, I think like most little kids, I was, I'm a child of the 80s. And nice. So the 80s movie with Eileen Quinn and of course the incredible Carol Burnett. And Tim mm-hmm. Curry and Bernadette Peters came out and I was completely obsessed and I had the record, like the actual like the album, the LP, and I played it in my bedroom and I sang Tomorrow at the top of my lungs.
As you should.
As you should. And on the top of my bed, like I would stand there like on my bed and mm-hmm. give it my all. So I wanted to be her. I wanted to, and then I wanted to do everything. I used to practice the little tap movements behind my shower curtain for Let's Go to the Movies because you just saw her feet.
Love that scene.
I mean, me.
too. Ooh, if I could live in one movie scene, that would be it.
So I just grew up loving it, loving it. And then, you know, now that I'm older and I have kids, I actually have my daughter's name is Annie. I didn't even do that on purpose, but she grew up loving it too when she realized there's a musical with her name in it.
So exciting.
Yeah. So I was always just a fan of the music. I loved the music. I loved the acting and I loved the movie. And yeah. And then later in life, I got to see the actual Broadway production and was like, oh, these are different. And they're both fantastic. So that was really fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Personally, I obviously love both shows. Newsies is the first show I ever got to see, like, professionally. My dad took us downtown to the Hobby Center, and we watched Newsies. And I remember me and Liberty were sitting next to each other. We were like, this is so good. This is so cool. And I have a little picture on my wall of us seeing Newsies. And then Annie, I love Annie. Annie was actually, this is kind of crazy. I love coincidences. Annie was my last CYT show that I ever did. So it will also be my last NYT show. Aww. So I get to, which is going to be crazy and weird, because, you know, I'm 18 now. So that's crazy. speaking of which, I'm just going to plug this in there. I have to go off to college. So if any of you are like avid podcast listeners and you think that this is something you would like to do one day, I do need to pass this down to somebody. So if anybody thinks that that's something that's right up their alley, then please let me know, because I do have to leave and continue my life, which is crazy. But yeah, so I'm very excited. I'm going to be, for those of you who don't know, I'm in Annie. I'm playing Miss Hannigan, which is going to be a fun little challenge.
It's so exciting. I'm so excited.
I love, I haven't gotten to play a character role since Madame Thénardier, which is crazy. I've just been playing regular girls. Literally, I've played like probably six regular girls since I got to last play something that made people laugh. So that is very exciting for me. But yeah, so I think there's lots of exciting things in both shows. One cool thing that NYT did was, I don't know if they did this on purpose, I'm gonna go with they did, was they picked two shows, one that mainly focus on showcasing girls and then one that mainly focuses on showcasing men. Because you have Newsies and even the girls are playing boys, most of them. Some of them are playing.
Pretty much.
Some of them are playing girls, but there's very few female roles. And then in Annie, the boys, they're also few and far between, which is kind of cool because you get to shine where you shine. And then also we have, both shows have lots of dancing in them. Both shows have lots of singing and harmonies and exciting things going on. So it's going to be really fun to watch both those shows. So if you're in one of them, make sure you make plans to go see the other one. And then also encourage your people to come and see you in those shows. My next question is, I want to ask about what, at this point in the process, is the challenge that you think is going to be the biggest? Or if you've already faced that big challenge, what has it been? What is going to be difficult about this process? You can take a second to think if you need it.
Actually, I can answer. So I think for us, one of the biggest challenges is working with a kind of a crazy schedule. Because it's COVID and because we're trying to be careful and because we have a cast that has almost 120 people in it, the way that we cast it had to be pretty creative. So we have three different choruses and we can't call everybody at the same time. So ordinarily we'd have cast call where we'd have everybody here and then I can pull as needed. But if I'm finished with something and I'm a very fast mover in general, so I'll be like, okay, I have you guys for the morning and I'm done in an hour and 15 minutes and I've got an hour and 15 minutes that I can do something else, but I can only work with who's here. And then they're needed where they are. And so when we're limited in that way, it's just a time management issue. And so that part is a little bit more of a challenge than in other shows that I've done, because we have some very particular constraints based on our cast size and just on the way that we have to kind of structure rehearsal.
A ton of kids came and auditioned for both shows.
Yes, it was amazing.
So we have lots, there's lots of new people, there's lots of the, like, same people, there's lots of people that went away and now they're back and I'm like, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. But Erica, do you have your answer?
Yeah, I would actually say there's a ton of that going on for us too. We're not quite as big, we're just under 100.
It's still huge. That's massive.
It's a lot. And then they're also bigger, so they take up like twice of your little one. but yeah, no, it's definitely, we want to be sensitive. We want to be careful about COVID. And just make sure that we are doing the best for each of the families involved. But something that is kind of coming with Newsies is we are really trying to challenge, our dancers and our singers to step into what Newsies is, which is a big dancing show. So we have like technique rehearsals where we are just working on that turnout and we are really trying to get those jumps high. And it's super cool. It's super encouraging to see the growth. It's a lot, friends. Yeah. It's a whole lot. so it's fun. So you do have that puzzle, you know, moment where you're like, okay, so I have this person, but Jack Kelly's not on stage for like only, you know, 2 seconds. So what does that mean for us? And so it's really fun. It's a big community to do a show like Newsies. So Newsies for Broadway was about 35 to 40 mm-hmm. Cast members at its biggest. And that's like when they did Disney Plus. Like that's at its biggest. we have a cast of right now we're at 96, mm-hmm. I think we're. So we are just, it's been really cool. It's been really challenging to find different places to have teams come in and do ensemble numbers and all of that when the show didn't necessarily like originally call for it. But at the same time, then you get to step back from moments and go, oh, there was a power in that I didn't catch for the other show. And so it's cool to see that power come mm-hmm. forth. So, but yeah, it's a challenge.
That's so cool. No, lots of challenges. There's challenges with every show. So COVID has given us lots of, I know that Little Mermaid and Matilda dealt with that. Whatever. Not even like scheduling challenges.
We're on that one together. To the fullest extent.
Yes. Matilda together.
We
for
did.
8 months. Or yeah.
All the Zoom rehearsals and the craziness.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So we're still dealing. It's crazy to me that we're still dealing with the effects of what happened like less than a year almost a year ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Just so crazy. So we're gonna be seeing when that day rolls around, what was it, March 13th, when everything just got crazy, at least for my school. I don't know if it was another day for other people. But that's crazy that we're still, that our theater's still being affected, still theaters but still being changed. We still have to, there's gonna still be cast members that maybe have to go out in quarantine for 2 weeks, and then we have to work around that, and you have to figure out the scheduling there. But being flexible is something that at least I've definitely learned from this season of craziness. And
we're just so grateful that there's a place for us to do live
theater.
Absolutely. You know, I think where so many places have been shut down just because they have to be, and then because we're private, because mm-hmm. we're a community like this, it's so great that we don't have to, and mm-hmm. that our kids have a place to come and do this art and be in this.
And also like thankful for Concordia, right? Because like most places that we would want to perform are like, we aren't letting outside people in.
Yeah. Right.
And so the fact that door was open with Concordia is definitely a God thing. And
yes, it was.
I'm such very grateful that we get to perform somewhere.
To that tune, I actually think that the hunger for live theater has increased our auditions just because of that alone.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, there's, like you were saying, there's a lot of communities that just can't right now. And so the fact that we have people that are meeting us and really trying to make that extra effort, mm-hmm. I think it's being met with you know, the hunger in the families. Absolutely.
No, definitely. And we've seen that too at my school even. Like, we've been kind of theaterless, kind of doing theater, but like in like different ways. And so we saw like with our UIL auditions, we had like 40 people audition, which is absolutely absurd for a UIL show, because there's like, it's a cast of like 12, and usually we have probably 12 or 14 audition. Like, it's usually a small amount. And so now people, I think that the people who usually would just be like, okay, I'm good just going to see the shows at this point, when it's not there, they're kind of like, okay, well, maybe I just want to like try to be in one. Like, it's not around forever, so might as well. So like, I think we've seen that in Newsies too, with all those, like, we have lots of dancers coming in. There's lots of people who are like, oh, I'm dancer only, dancer first, that are coming to do a musical where they you do have to sing. You have to sing and dance at the same time.
Absolutely.
And like, it's challenging dancing, it's challenging singing. And so I think that's a cool new skill that they get to like latch onto and get excited about. My next question, this is more of a good looking back one, but as of right now, what is your, even either like from reading through it or watching it through rehearsals, because we've had like what, 3 weeks of rehearsal, 2 weeks, something like that. And what is your
three, yeah.
What is your favorite scene in the show and why? You got to pick one, or you can pick two if you need to.
That's brutal. Mm-hmm. That is a brutal question.
It is.
So thus far, do you have a second?
No,
do you
want
the second? So thus far, because we're trying to tackle our biggest song and dance numbers first, just knowing what we're asking of our mm-hmm. of our cast and trying to give them as much time to prepare for that. So we're not doing it like chronologically. We're not doing it from the beginning of the story through the end, right? So that's a little different to communicate to your cast, okay, well, you're in this mindset right now, and then, you know, the next day you're like, okay, but you just did the fight, so you actually have a broken arm, so you can't swing with that kind of thing. I think having rehearsed what we've already rehearsed thus far, is we did seize the day, not this weekend, but last weekend. Mm-hmm. And we were able to get some really great moments from them, and I got to see something on their face where they got it. They understood the teamwork concept. And we just have some really amazing artists coming in. And like you were saying, we have people that are coming in, they've never done an NYT show before. Mm-hmm. And so the concept of coming together and working together and building off of each other's strengths and producing something that we call excellent is a really good moment. So probably seize the day thus far, but
yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I know for me, my favorite song in the show is The World Will Know, just because of that, like, the energy of it is just
so good.
Insane. But Seize the Day is my close second, because I personally, Ben Fankhauser is one of my favorite performers on Broadway, and the way that he sings Seize the Day is so convicting, beautiful. And like, you can feel what he's saying. And so I think, is it Nico who's playing David?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if he can pull that off, if he can make the audience believe what he's singing, which I have full faith that he is able to, from what I've heard from his peers, I think that'll be a really stellar number.
I don't know if you've gotten to see it, but since I actually have a kid in Newsies.
Cool.
I have a kid in Newsies and I have two kids in Annie. And so I'm kind of sort of peripherally a part of Newsies because I'm looking at his stuff. And so I pulled up the Seize the Day and watched, and I was like, Judah, look at this kid. Who is this kid?
Stop. I love stuff like that.
So good. Oh. So he's new to us.
Yeah, he is.
And so I have not seen him or worked with him, but man. He was outstanding from what I heard. I know it was just a rehearsal.
And how lucky are we that we have so many talented boys?
Are you kidding me?
Is that,
right?
That flows.
Have we ever had
mind.
That many men audition?
Oh, no.
I was what is this?
And that's the thing, that there didn't have to be any girls cast as boys, in, at least of the Newsies that have names.
Of the name Newsies. No, and we had other young men to spare. That's, and we got to put crazy. Them in other places. So like, I didn't have to choose. Do I want a Pulitzer or do I want, you know, a name Newsie?
Exactly.
Like, we have talent to
how
go around.
Crazy, how lucky are we that we got to do
so
that?
Lucky.
I know, yeah.
So fun.
Do it's you have incredible. Your answer, Miss Bowles?
Yeah, so no, I don't actually. And here's why. I haven't seen nearly enough to be able to give you like a real answer.
Gotcha.
Part of that is because I had to lay out the first 2 weekends. Yeah. Right? I believe in there. I was in COVID jail. And so I'm released. And I know. But no, because of that, I literally have only been there for 1 weekend. I can tell you what I saw that I loved, and I can tell you what I watched on our little video. Because my choreographers and my choral directors are unbelievable. And my assistant director, she is amazing. Like, we could not have done what we've already done so far without an unbelievably stellar team, and they are amazing.
Yeah.
Undying gratitude. Yeah. But there are a couple fun things that I have seen so far. I love what they've done with Hard Knock Life. The kids are amazing, and they're so much fun. Like, it's going to be so great, and it's not even finished. Mm-hmm. And then Hooverville is a surprise, y'all. It's going to be a scene.
I'm so excited.
I love Hooverville. Like, love, love, love. And that was a really fun scene to watch. And then, man, our maids, they can dance.
They can dance.
They're doing so good.
Oh, I saw a video of I Think I'm Going to Like It Here, and I was so excited. I was look at the turnout. Look at the turnout. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
No, yes, Carla.
Oh, my
goodness.
And she did a little bit last week, or at the end of the rehearsal last time, where they see. Oh, so it's different if you've like seen the movie and whatever. The music isn't the same, but they're decorating for Christmas. And so she has them all dancing and then passing presents and doing this stuff because it's Christmas at the end of the show. And it's so beautiful. And then they all line up just in time for her to come down the stairs for Together at Last. Mm-hmm. And then she and Warbucks, so they're at the top of the steps to come tap down. And they're like Downton Abbey watching, like, you know, all of them. And they're all, I mean, charmed. It's the cutest thing ever. So, I mean, it's really, the choreography is so much fun. But I will say, I'm knocking this over. I will say that, so one of my favorite moments so far is an entrance that Jillian had because she's Miss Hannigan. And so it's like after she's come in and talked to the kids and put them all back in bed, and she comes in and she's had a rough night. Mm-hmm. And she comes in and her delivery of "Good morning, children" had me rolling every unexpected, and I just loved it. And I won't spoil it for you by trying to impersonate her, but you guys have to come hear her say it.
I'm so excited.
It was so funny.
When I was sitting there watching, because we were filming that first filming. What is wrong with
good.
Me? We were blocking that first scene, and it's a long first scene. That is.
I told you there's like 4 songs in it.
That is characteristic of like lots of musicals though, where they have that one scene and it's just so long.
Yeah.
But this one has like 3 or 4 songs in it. It's crazy. And I was sitting there, Liberty was sitting next to me, and my mom was sitting on the other side, and Sailor's Molly. and we get to watch her. We love Sailor. We love her,
so
but
cute.
She is so sassy. So getting to watch her play that as a character, but also be like sad and like orphanly, is like, who is this?
Yeah.
Who is that little girl sitting there who's like 8 years old and has zero experience with being an orphan, like crying as if she's lost her parents? Like, that is, I'm like, she is so young. And like, that is, I'm so impressed with all of like they're 8 and 9 years old. They're so young and they are so talented.
They're so
and there
talented.
Are so many of them, and
lousy
they're all good.
In there.
It's crazy.
Yep.
like, where did the training all come from? It's all God-given talent. And I'm so the fact that we get to put on a show with that.
And that was my other favorite moment was at Maybe when they're all like, because so the, Riley Williams, who plays Annie,
unbelievable.
Oh, like, my gosh. So fantastic. So she sings Maybe. And at the very end, all the orphans are sleeping. And then she sings the, won't you please come get your baby? And she's done. And then every orphan lifts their head and they all sing Maybe. In harmony.
It's so cute.
Like, what? Even? And I like my eyes welled up, which is not abnormal.
I know, I would like close my tear ducts. I'm like, I cannot be crying right now. This is
seriously,
so embarrassing.
Guys, I'm like, so it's so touching and so sweet.
It
and
is I just, so good.
Oh, man, I'm excited. So no, I have, I'm sure my answer will change.
Well, yes, that's because, what we're hoping.
Yes, I anticipate. I haven't even seen Easy Street yet and I cannot wait.
We haven't done anything. We've just done the singing parts.
Exactly. Cause yeah, I mean, and we're going to do NYC, which I have a feeling will be my favorite number.
Oh my goodness. It's going to be so good.
In my brain, it looks awesome.
Eve and this and her, when she, I walk up to her sometimes and she'll just look at me and she'll sing NYC, like just in the correct key, the way that it's supposed to be sung. And I'm like, that's going to be a really good number. Oh, and Sutton Foster played Star to Be. So Eve gets to follow up that, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to be in this show. I had another question and I'm going to have to edit this part out because I have to think about what it is. What's the question?
20 minutes, 30 seconds.
Ooh, nice. Thank you. What was I? It was an important one too, because it was the last one. Oh, duh. Okay, sorry. Okay. Do you want to, did we pause or are we still going? Okay. I want to know what you want the audience to take away from this show. What is your, as a director, what is your goal that your audience walks out of the room going, wow, this is what I learned, or this is what I experienced, or this is what I felt, whatever.
So, I think my answer to this question is always the same mm-hmm. answer. And I'm going to reference a musician that I love, but his name is Andrew Peterson and I love him. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a song called More. And the chorus of the song just talks about how everything kind of leaves us wanting more, mm-hmm. everything good and beautiful. And he was like, and there is more, mm-hmm. more than we can guess, more and more, forever more, and not a second less. And like, it's this lovely thing about how there are just all of these little windows in our world that make us kind of be longing, a holy longing, so to speak. And theater should do that. Any good story should do that. Mm-hmm, yeah. And so while there are so many beautiful spiritual themes in Annie, like adoption, and just how like our father is the father to the fatherless and we are all his, and that longing for a home, you know, like that every one of us feels and has, like when the audience watches this and watches that get fulfilled and watches her go from a sense of having no home and no name to like a name, like she has a last name and she has this home and this longing, we all should feel those echoes. We should all feel those same things, you know, I mean, and the Lord gives us his name, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, and he knows us by name, you know, so all of us have that in us and feel that in us. And any good story has us kind of watching and feeling. And I want people to leave wanting more mm-hmm. and go like, it's an echo of what really is true. And yeah. so for them to go, man, that was amazing. That stuff's going to fade. Like whatever big feeling that you have at the end of it, which you should have, because we're all going to sing tomorrow in fancy little dresses where all the little girls are going to look so cute and it's going to be great and everyone will be crying and it'll be lovely. And so then you're going to leave and that feeling's going to fade and then they're going to want more mm-hmm. and they should, because this, whatever you're feeling, all of these little things are just echoes. And so I want them to feel that and then go for the real thing and go, yeah. Jesus is what satisfies. Jesus.
Yes.
So that's what I want. That's what I want for like literally every show. I want to be giving all of these pictures of truth and beauty and then go, this is just a picture. This is just a shadow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. And I think I'd honestly just even echo that, because I think that concept of wanting more and being inspired by art, being inspired by beauty, to step forward and to pursue more and to find the truth that the gospel, that Jesus is that more and has that mm-hmm. available. That's why I turned to theater. That's mm-hmm. why I said no to other things. That's why I said yes to Jesus and I turned back to the theater. So I would echo that. I think there's something really powerful about watching live performance and watching the work ethic that came into that whole picture happening. And being inspired to pursue greatness and being inspired to pursue excellence. And I truly believe that if you go to seek out through art and you go to find beauty and you go to find truth, that if you are successful in your journey, you do find Jesus mm-hmm. and yep. you do find the gospel. And I think there's something really profound about that. So I would agree with you. Actually, in our funny enough, in our story, we actually do have concepts of adoption and the fatherless and rejection and, you know, a spirit of rejection or identity and all, how all of that can tie into, you know, real life things that our kids are going through, but when our audience is going through. But she's right. At the end of the day, the high kicks, like, we are going to be impressed by them. And it's going to be lovely. Yeah. And I'm going to go, and look, we did 3 backflips. How cool is that? And then did you hear that high C? And like, all of it. And you know, we will get those moments where we tear up together and we hold each other's hands. And we marvel at the greatness that these kids made the choice to make. Because mm-hmm. that's the best we can do, is all we can do is get them in a position for them to perform great. Yeah. We're not on that stage. But it does die down. And the heart behind it is really what's going to remain. And so I would want to inspire anyone that's sitting in a chair. What I want for them is them to be able to sit in a chair, to be able to see something beautiful, to be able to see something great, and to be inspired by it enough to pursue the source. So if we do our job right enough, that's what happened to me. There was a reason why I couldn't turn away, and I tried to turn away from the arts, and I said no, and it's, you know, I need to go into business, and I do need to do all these things, and it's more practical, it's more logical. And if the Lord's put something on your heart and he said no, this is what I've called you unto. I want to encourage the kid to listen to that.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I've found repeatedly in my, you know, whatever 11 years of theater or whatever it is, is that nothing screams Jesus like theater in my life. Because it's not like art and music and dancing is necessary for our survival. Like, art is a gift, and the fact that we get to do this, and the fact that God has given us this gift that is not about, like, it's there's nothing like practical about it. There's no reason for it to exist. And so I think little things like that, thinking about how lucky we are that musicals exist and that people and community can be made out of things like that, that's been proof enough for me my whole life that, like, there's a loving, good God who wants us to be able to find him at the end of these things. And so, like, I think that's the reason I've seen so many of my friends who go through theater, especially at school, where, like, it's not about creating for the Lord, but there is this, like, curiosity of, like, okay, well, here's this thing that I love. Why do I love it so much? And why is it so good? And so there's always that, like, little question, or, like, those little victories where, like, you know, I'm leading prayer before our high school show. And, like, there's people who are like, I want to join the circle, even if they don't necessarily believe what I'm saying. But if I sit there and I say it, it definitely gets them thinking, and they're like, okay, well, if she's performing for a reason, I think I should probably have a reason to perform too. And so I've seen that repeatedly, and that's been a super rewarding thing. And I would not be able to think that way or come to that conclusion without NYT, without shows, and without that part of my life. And so I'm very excited to get to do my last show with NYT with these people. And I hope that everybody who's listening is just as excited as I am to go see Newsies and then to come watch Annie and what we've created. Thank you for tuning in. That's all I have to say. And I really hope to see you in the audience. And if you, like I said in the beginning, are interested in 24 Hour Musical or our summer shows, make sure you go to the NYT website, nationalyouththeatre.org, and sign up for that, register for that, join our Facebook groups, all that jazz. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Adios.